Pickaxe.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello, I'm Wheels, the Dungeon Master for Storybreakers. Love Critical Role and movies like Hot Fuzz and Spotlight? Actual play series Storybreakers combines the fantasy adventure of Dungeons & Dragons with small-town comedy and mystery in an episodic tale of journalists on the hunt for the secret underbelly of a tiny town where nothing seems to happen.
But excuse me if I don't think a bunch of ragtag journalists from a podunk town are actually going to be of any help.
But technically, I don't come from here.
When the mysterious arrival of a celebrity from the Heroes and Adventurers Guild sets off a strange conspiracy, the group will have to leave what they think they know about the world at the door, if they're ever to unravel the truth at the heart of this seemingly nondescript town.
It's not front page of the Sasai Star, no.
I pull up the today's, like, installment of the news to see what the front page actually is.
There's a big picture of a pumpkin that's been stepped on, and it says, "Outrage as pumpkin stepped on."
Storybreaker Season 1 in its entirety is available for listening right now wherever you get your podcasts, with Season 2 on the way. Find out more at dicebreaker.com.
Hello everyone, and welcome to another episode of 0 Degrees, the podcast with no qualifications where we try and solve your complications. I'm Ravs, and I'm joined by the lovely Harry and Lydia. Hello, hello, hello.
Hello.
Hello, hello.
How are you doing? We're back in the 0 Degrees land.
Yeah.
How are we doing, gamers?
Good. Easter's just gone. It's been chocolate time.
Hell yeah.
Did you guys have lots of chocolate?
Not really.
Yeah, I went and saw my family and I came back somehow with like 7 eggs and I don't really understand.
It's
kind of more eggs and more chocolate than I actually want.
You have to be careful with Pepper. Like, does she try and eat it?
My chocolate anxiety, Lydia, is through the roof.
I had that as well. Yeah, it's horrible.
Just constantly, like, no chocolate on bedside tables. You just have to be so careful. Like, it's just one of the things with a dog. Like, chocolate is their big, big, big no-no.
Big no-no.
Fortunately, she's very fussy, so I don't think she would eat it. Even like she doesn't barely eat her food. So.
Oh really? My dog was like a human. Well, no, not a human. It's like a dog garbage can. Like
it was a furry. It was a human.
I had a human dressed as a dog. It was great.
Was it a Labrador?
She was a staff. She was a staffie.
Okay. Yeah.
And I remember at Christmas time, she would always somehow manage to get into my chocolate advent calendars and eat the whole thing. But it was good for me because it'd be like day 7 or whatever, and I'd get given a new chocolate advent calendar. Ooh. And that would just happen a few times. She was never sick. I think she had a stomach made of like iron.
Oh my god!
But I just got loads of extra chocolate out of it. But yeah, she was a menace. She would eat literally anything.
God, that's a good one as a kid. Oh, the dog didn't eat my homework, ate my chocolate.
Yeah, I need a new one.
Yeah, I had to do the same with Milo. Milo will fucking get, he will eat anything like a fucking Hoover. Like, you take him on a walk, he'll eat a roll that's on the ground and shit. Like,
yeah, it's just a psycho. Anything.
Yeah. God, when Peppy was at the pub the other day, though, oh my God.
It just
melts my heart. She's so cute. She like
She's
walks on the
doggy.
Table. She's so cute.
She is adorableness personified.
I just love that she's so small. I know it's like a dumb thing to say, but just the fact that she can like be on the table and it's not that disruptive. Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
It's
a little disruptive. No, she's like, not at all.
She's not. It's such like a pocket dog.
Mm-hmm. She is. She really is.
But she doesn't quite feel like a handbag dog. Do you know what I mean? She's not like a chihuahua that's like, shivering in a handbag or whatever.
Aww.
I bet she'd be comfy as fuck in a tote bag though.
Well, I really want to get back into, like, I was thinking about getting a bike. I haven't had a bike for a long time.
You want to have a little Peppy basket?
And I was like, can I do the basket? Can I do the backpack? I don't know. I haven't really looked at, like, how people transport their dogs in, like, comfortable ways. Because they must do, right?
Yeah, there's got to be a comfortable way. I feel like you could get a cute, like, get a little basket and then, like, put, like, a little, like, bed in it or something. Like, and then
she'd
it's
be,
just,
like, hanging out.
Yeah, a little blankie. It's just a comfortable little place to lie.
I always think about the fucking, you know, it's like a very like Italian thing. You're on your scooter or your moped and you have your dog between your legs. And I'm just like, this is just psychopathic.
Yes, do that.
Do that. Hold just
baguette in one hand and
my Vespa.
Yeah. That would be freaking adorable. You should make Pepe into an internet sensation.
Oh, it's tempting, Lily. It's so tempting. But also, I'm just like, there's so much dog content out there. Who needs more? Who needs more dog content?
I need more Pepper content.
I found myself just staring, though. I was just like, oh, look at this cute little fucker. And I just like couldn't take my eyes off her. So, you know, I think there's a market for more.
True,
little
true.
Baby. I've just Googled Dachshund. I can't never say it.
Dachshund.
Did you know that Adele, Liam Hemsworth, and Clint Eastwood all have one?
So really?
You're with the celebs of those.
Of dog havers.
Dog havers. Little stubby leg dog havers. I just love her long hair. I love that she's a long haired one, little curly hair. She's
a nice mix. So she's half long hair, half short hair. So like the long hairs are all like, they're like covered. All their body is as long haired. Like it's just her ears and her tail that kind of have long hair. I don't like the short haired ones as much. I feel like they look more like an actual sausage.
Yeah, they look more sausagey. The long hair is so cute.
The long hair is more adorable. I feel like it makes them cuter. Feel more like an actual like furry little puppy.
Yeah.
We love doggies.
We love them.
If I got one, I would name it Frodo.
I say, do you miss having a doggy now, Ralph? Because it's a long way to go see your dog.
Yeah, I miss my dog. He's getting old now. My mum was saying he's slowly starting to get like whites in his eyes and shit like that. Aww. Maybe losing a bit of vision.
How old is he?
He's like, I think he's like 11, maybe 12 now.
It's 12 for another year.
Yeah, he's an elderly boy.
He's an old man, but he's still my big puppy.
Do you think you get another doggy?
Yeah, absolutely. Like right now where I stay, I can't have a pet, but I absolutely, when I have my own place, which I don't have plans to move yet, but like I definitely want a pet.
What kind of dog do you think you'd get?
I was maybe thinking of a Dachshund myself, but I'm also like, you know, I've always dreamed of having like a fucking big boy. I've always thought of having like a big like Bernese Mountain Dog or like shit like that.
The
like
trouble with those big dogs, like I love Saint Bernard,
shedding and exercise is a
nightmare. They also live for like 6 years. They don't.
They don't live very long at all.
The bigger the dog, the shorter the lifespan. It's crazy.
Yeah, it's a bit of a shame.
And I just feel like that's not long enough. Do you know what I mean? For me to love a thing so deeply, that's such a short amount of time. It feels like
God.
You would just be like designing your life around it and then you'd be dealing with so much sadness.
I've had Milo the golden retriever though, and like he's the fucking best boy. I feel like I could maybe get another golden. They're honestly,
golden retrievers are pretty fucking amazing dogs.
They're so fucking amazing. He's so well behaved, he's so cute. He's so like he's a big sook, you know, he just wants to like cuddle up and shit. Doggies.
Oh my God, this is making me want to get a dog so bad.
Could you ever get one, Liz, with the cats? The cats would never forgive you, right?
It's so difficult. Basically, I'd either get a dog or have a baby. I haven't quite made up my mind yet which one I prefer the sounds of having.
I mean, trust me, having a dog is much like having a fucking baby. It's really close.
At a fraction of the price.
A fraction of the price. Yeah, get one or the other, not both. The thing is, obviously, I do have three cats. And as much as I feel like they would hopefully get over it and get used to it. The cat who I feel really sorry for is Hastings. Like he's just gone through so much of getting two siblings that I think if I introduced a dog to the mix, he's such a sensitive, sweet boy that I just worry that it would really upset him. But I want one though. I can get a little baby and they'd all get on really well and it'd be fine.
I grew up with cats. I'm a big cat person. I love cats. Mm. But the love you get from a dog is just different.
It's unconditional, yeah.
It is different. Like, it's a completely different relationship. Like, and I'm not saying it's better, but, like, it's so much more intense. Like, they need you. They love you. You know, the cats, it does feel like sometimes they just don't give a shit. and that's fun because you don't have to worry about it all the time. And, like, you do have to worry about your dog quite a lot.
I love cats as well. Like, I'd love an affectionate cat, but you can't guarantee the nature of a cat, right? Like,
Sometimes you can. I mean, I'm not suggesting, like, you have to go out and get, like, an expensive a pedigree cat, but some breeds of cats are more affectionate. Like Lumbo is a very affectionate, very like, he is kind of like a dog, like the way he behaves. And apparently that's quite typical.
I do love my Lumbo, man.
Yeah, he's such a sweet boy. And that's like typical of Burmese cats.
I mean, all your cats are great.
They're all funny and in their own little way. But yeah, Lumbo is definitely the most like affectionate dog-like of them. And it's quite, I think, typical of a Burmese to have that kind of characteristics. Mm. But yeah, I guess that's the thing with cats is that often you don't get the same amount of love, but also they're so much easier. Like there's not that same level of like, you know, you can't leave them alone for that long and et cetera, et cetera. They're a lot more chill. So it's like a kind of trade-off you get, I guess.
The thing is, I think people say that kind of that work and that effort of a dog is kind of, they say it's like a negative. In some ways, I saw it as like a positive of getting it. Like I wanted that. It sounds
that responsibility. Silly, but
I wanted that
responsibility.
I wanted that as project. I wanted that like, we got to invest time and effort into this thing. And like, I kind of wanted, having had led a life where there is no, you know, shackles or whatever, it's kind of fun to have some responsibility and have some limitations on what you can do and how you can go about it. Because just having the freedom to do everything kind of means you don't do anything. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, no,
setting
absolutely.
That parameter, I actually thought was, and found it quite enjoyable.
Yeah, getting older, getting the responsibility. It's like part of life, isn't it?
It's also like different life projects, right? You know?
Yeah, it's my new project.
It is.
No, I get what you mean. Definitely.
I certainly wouldn't like, I don't know, if you're, I feel like you need to be in the right position to get a dog.
Oh,
I
mean, yeah.
And you certainly are, but like, you know, I'm glad I didn't get a dog when I was younger, for example. Like if I was like 22 and I got it, I feel like it would have like removed opportunities that I wanted to go and do still.
Exactly.
Yeah, 100%.
It certainly is a lot more responsibility.
It's a huge amount of responsibility. And I think a lot of people don't realize that. They rush into like, oh, I want a cute dog. And then they don't realize actually the training, the hours, the walking, like all the stuff which you just have to do if you have the responsibility of a dog. You know, you have to take care of it properly.
I mean, it's crazy to think. I mean, I don't think I'm ready for like, I don't think at that age I'd be ready to look after a dog, let alone have kids. And people just have kids at that age.
Oh,
and
my
like,
God.
I'm fully planning it. And I'm like, a lot of people even write and like, to our questions and I'm like, you know, I'm getting married and I'm like 23, 22. And I'm like, how?
I'm 35 and I think like, wow, having a baby, like so many people I know have babies and are pregnant, you know? And I'm like, how?
I cannot fathom having a child right now. Like I couldn't, like if someone was like, I'm pregnant, it's yours. I'd be like, what the fuck? Like,
I haven't even had sex. How did this happen?
Yeah.
I mean, I know you, but you would step up to the mark, right? You would fulfill the requirements.
Of course I would, but I'm like so not mentally there. Like it would throw my life into like disarray.
Is that how it always is? That how you always feel? I don't know.
So that's the thing. I've had this because, you know, I'm getting older and I do think about the idea of kids and whether or not, you know, I don't have all the time in the world to decide. And I've spoken to people, friends and people that I know who have kids. And I think the thing is you are never actually ready. You're always like, holy fuck, this is terrifying. Like, so with your first, you're always going to be like, oh, actually, am I ready to do this? Oh, this is really scary. And then you just get on with it. Like instinct kicks in, the love for the baby kicks in and you just do it. Whereas because it's so unknown, I don't think anyone is pregnant with their first child thinking, you know, like, oh, easy, you know.
This is going to be the easiest thing I've ever done.
I can do this, no problem at all. Like, I think it's always pretty terrifying and you just kind of get on with it because you don't have a choice. This little thing is like literally dependent on you and there's nothing else to do but just get on with it.
Yeah.
But yeah, it still does absolutely terrify me, the thought of it. Like having a kid is the ultimate life changing thing you could physically do, like
it's just challenge mode.
It's just challenge mode. Yeah.
Go on hard mode for sure.
Exactly. Like, you know,
Would you go New Game Plus halfway through the playthrough? Like
exactly. Like, just reset all my consumables. Like what the hell?
Yeah. Oh, no. Run out all my consumables.
Such fucking nerds.
It's good. We're on a video game podcast. We have to contextualize.
We've got to bring it back. We've got to bring it back again.
Why is a health bar appeared, man?
No. At least you don't have to freaking the ultimate New Game Plus mode. You don't have to fucking be pregnant and give birth. Like that's the most horrific sounding thing. Oh my God, it terrifies me.
Over encumbered, lol.
overincompetent.
Oh my god!
I need to drop something up to her.
No, no.
Can't move. Freaks me out. Like the thought of something growing in your belly and then you're just massive and then pushing it out in agonizing pain for hours.
And just how much that fucks up all your hormones and fucking everything.
Everything. And after that, your body is never the same. Like, I've read stories about how, like, there's women who their, like, teeth get all fucked up after they give birth because the baby, like, sucked out all the calcium. So they get loads of, like, gaps in their teeth where all their teeth, like, separate because they're just not as strong as they once were and stuff like that. It's like, oh my God. Jesus.
Awful.
This life force is sucking you dry.
Like, I mean, for sure, being pregnant now is better than being pregnant at any time in human history, right?
I mean, yeah,
like,
it's
certainly like, this is the top, this is the creme de la creme.
This is the best time, yeah.
It's not like, you know, millions of people haven't done it before you. You know, it's like, it's quite like a, you know, it's a done thing.
Well, billions of people. There's, what, 7 billion people on this planet right now.
Trillions, that means, maybe,
that
even,
means,
like.
Oh, we don't know. Even, yeah. We don't know. That means at least the 7 billion plus people have given birth.
7 billion people at bare minimum have been
bare
pregnant.
Bare minimum, just to have everyone alive on this planet at the moment, was 7 billion births. So
but she's actually fucking crazy.
Yeah. So I mean, if they can all do it, you know, it's doable.
Sometimes when like I'm like doing annoying or difficult things, I just like to think about how many morons there are in the world and how many really stupid people manage to do those things.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'm pretty dumb. Like at a good time, I'm pretty dumb. So if they can do it, I can 100%
do it. If they can
do it,
you can do it. You can give birth, Harry.
Like,
you can make a baby.
How many stupid fucking idiot ladies out there, Lydia, have given birth.
I know. And then there's me.
And then there's you.
And I'll be one of them.
And if you can't fucking do it, then like, I mean, there's no hope for anybody.
There's no hope. But I think in the meantime, Harry, you need to bring Pepper around to my house and I'll see how the cats react. And
I
then
can tell
I'll decide.
You, she will be terrified.
Oh, she'll be terrified.
We went back to my families for Easter and they have a ragdoll.
Okay, yeah.
It's just basically just it doesn't even say boo to the world, you know, it just is not even present. It just walks around as a pillow. And it just basically wasn't even aware that Pepper was alive. And Pepper was there shaking in her arms, like
terrified.
She's a little nervous baby.
She is very nervous. She's tiny, so she's everything is very scary to her.
Sweet. Terrified of the cat.
This fucking cat just didn't realize you were a thing.
That's
I feel
so
like
funny.
Pam would bully Pepper.
Oh,
they would,
she
they would.
Would
fucking harass her so hard.
She would bop the shit out of her little snoot. She would just smack it.
I mean, she's a hound. She's quite feisty. Like if she got back into a corner, she'd be quite aggressive. But
be yappy.
Yeah, poor Peppy. Maybe when she's a bit older, she's changed a lot already.
But she's
in her
not
going to
get
year.
Any bigger, Harry.
Well, she's not
That's
any bigger.
It.
She's now 1 year old.
Oh, she's not a baby anymore. She's not a baby.
She's
a dog.
She's getting more confident. She's very different from when we first got her. So with time.
Milo was just like, I'm going to fucking eat this cat.
I know, that's the thing. I would never have one of those big dogs around because like one of my cats would get eaten. Like my partner's mum has greyhounds, which the worst when it comes.
Yeah, they just want to chase.
They just, their instinct is to kill cat, basically. Yeah. Like they are bred to chase small creatures and attack them kind of thing. And they came around with their dogs and we just had to have the dogs like locked in the garden. And I just had this fear that somehow they were going to meet and they spent the whole time, the cats just like staring at the dogs, like what the fuck are those? It's like,
God.
Those would kill you so quickly. Like they would just run and bam, 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 you would be gone. Like certain dogs, like you could just never risk them being near each other.
Is there like a specific audio you're meant to get cats and dogs in? Like, do you know what I mean? Is it like you get the cat first so that it knows it's its territory because the dog won't care about that or something, you know? Or do you get a kitten after you have a dog because the dog will care for it and won't be scared or angry about it? And then they'll be friends? I don't know.
It's a good question.
Probably a correct way to do it, actually, right?
I don't know what the order is.
I think probably the ideal order, if you can, is to get the kitten and the puppy together so they just grow up together and they don't know anything different.
True.
But in terms of if you have to do one first, it's a good question, actually. I'm not sure. Because when I had a dog, we got a cat. And that was actually fine. They did get on well. But I don't know if you have the cat first, the cat
cats
gets
feel,
really
cats
like
feel
distressed.
More territorial, right?
They're very territorial, especially if they're a boy, they'll be like super territorial. Where I think, I guess it depends on the dogs, but I feel like dogs are a bit more chill.
Reddit's Reddit saying if you get them both as a kitten and a puppy, they will grow up to be best buds.
They'll be besties. But that's what if you can't help that? What if you've got three grown-up cats?
It's saying go for an adult cat that's used to dogs.
Oh, wonderful. Yeah. Right, that's really helpful, Reddit. don't do either option, or if you can, just fucking buy one that's pre-trained.
Yeah,
brilliant.
This option that doesn't exist. Yeah. Why would my cat just be hanging out with dogs if I don't own a dog?
I feel like it was more cruel to bring a dog into a cat's home than to bring a cat into a dog's home.
It's more upsetting.
The cat's
going to
be way more pissed off than the dog would.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess it depends. Yeah, it depends on the dog, the breed, the personality.
I guess it depends also which one you're more happy upsetting more. Do you know what I mean? Like, because I feel like the cat would be annoyed that you brought a puppy home, right?
But then,
like, the dog, I don't feel like would be as annoyed that the kittens come home, but then the kitten might be hate that there's a dog living in its fucking house. So, like,
I guess, I guess you've seen those videos where it's like an older dog and the kitten is just like attacking and playing with the dog, and the dog's just like,
I don't care.
This is so like annoying. So maybe it's more just like annoying. Like the dog's just like, fuck this. I'm old and I don't care. Leave me alone.
I love like a dog though, like taking care of a kitten and shit like that. I always love dog shit like that. Like when maternal or paternal instincts kick in.
Yeah, so sweet. I love animals.
Getting fucking broody here.
He's getting broody.
Hello, welcome to the brood, zero broods.
Zero broods. You should get a hamster or something, Ravs, to satiate your desire to care for something.
Oh no, they'll just like die. They'll like fucking die in a week. Yeah. They'll just die. Like they're the most like suicidal animal.
They really like, don't live very long. Yeah,
they're just nocturnal, and it's just a fucking nightmare. Like,
it is actually. Yeah,
like, rats are cute as fuck, though.
I love rats. Yeah.
But just having a pet that wants to just be active the entire time that you're trying to sleep just is not fun.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Like, I think people just ignore this fact, but it's like one of the worst facts of having a rodent.
Like, especially if the cage is in your room.
Yeah. If it's like not in your room, it's kind of chill.
If I could have an exotic pet, I'd have a hedgehog. But like, yeah, they're like pretty much nocturnal as hell. So it's just like,
I loved having a hedgehog. It was really cute. We had
an
African pygmy hedgehog. They're really cute.
Oh, you did have a hedgehog. How long did the baby live for?
We sold him in the end to a family who really, really wanted one. They had some kids who really, really wanted it. And I mean, like, he was like just constantly coming back and forth.
They're so
places,
cute.
So. I mean, it's really cute until you realize that they do shed their spines, and their white spines blended in with my floor. So that was fun. Just stepping on spines.
Oh, no. Stepping on spines is such a horrible sentence. But
yeah, they are pretty fucking adorable, I won't lie.
Oh, that's the thing. I think the thing is, like, I think when we get as humans, when we get pets, we want something to like love and will show us affection back. We want to have that like maternal, like, oh, this is my baby, I take care of it, you love me. And the thing is, you just don't get that. There's some, I'm no disrespect to the owners of these animals, but there are some pets I just don't understand.
Here is Lydia's hate list.
All right, my hate list goes as follows. Fish, like fish. I mean, they look pretty, but they're so much work, like
fish
cleaning out
pets,
their tanks
paintings.
And stuff. They're paintings. They're hard work paintings.
Yeah.
Even things like certain, like lizards and things. I can't cuddle a snake. I can't sit down and cuddle a snake.
Like, I really want to get frogs, but cuddling them is literally like bad for them. You like remove their oils and slime from their skin. So,
oh
like,
God! Like you can't even touch it.
No, it's like not good to touch most frogs.
I'm the same. I'd never want a lizard or anything, but I got to meet Smithy's lizard yesterday, and it was so cute.
Oh,
like, it's got
was
a chameleon, and it was just like, obviously you can't like play with it, but I just looked at it and it's the habitat, but I was like, man, what a cool animal. I was just like,
But I get it. It's like, it's just this animal that I take care of, and it's cool to have, but if you can't like physically like cuddle it or play with it or interact with it, I don't know. It just feels like it's a lot of work. And a lot of responsibility for not as much payoff. That sounds really mean, but
I agree. It's like, it's strange. I feel like maybe we just want animals that we do want to love and care for. Do you know what I mean? In that way of like cuddling them. Like, why would you want to have, like, spiders are really cool and they're fascinating to look at, and scorpions are fascinating, but like, and you can take them out and hold them, but you can't squidge it up and cuddle it.
just kill it.
What do you guys think about, like, fox, people that rescue foxes? Like, obviously you're not supposed to have them as a pet, but, like, some people, like, you know, do conservation for them and stuff.
I mean, I fucking love foxes. I think they're so cool.
Yeah.
So
cool. Oh, they're so cute. I wish they were domesticatable. I wish they were...
I mean, they can have sort of dog-like personalities, can't they? I've seen videos, I know this isn't much to go off of, but where, like, foxes, like, enjoy being stroked and stuff like that. Like, they almost seem a bit dog-like. Obviously, I wouldn't say go up to your local fox in the middle of the night and start stroking
That's
it.
That's a terrible idea, please don't.
Very bad idea. Don't do that. But I could see if you had one living in your garden, like, that would be cool. I would like that. Although I wouldn't, because it would eat my cats.
They make the most horrifying fucking sounds.
Oh my god.
Yeah, true. Actually, that is a big negative. Every night it's just like screaming.
Like women being attacked. It's such a horrible noise.
But when they're excited, the little squeaks they make. Oh
they
my
almost
god.
Like cat mews, don't they?
Yeah, they make little like cat mews, and they're very excited, and they just look so fluffy and cuddly.
Okay, what is...
Folks, welcome to Dungeons and Randomness. Since 2012, myself and an amazing cast of 18 have been telling stories in our homebrew world of Theria. Four different groups explore lost ruins, run for political office, rage against a mad king, set sail to long forgotten islands, and so much more. Every group has a different story and flavor, and every season or arc has a new set of groups and stories, all building the history of our world with every single session. Literally hundreds of hours of stories are waiting for you as part of the Pickaxe Network. Check out Dungeons and Randomness wherever you get your podcasts, and we'll see you around the table.
Okay, remove all the negatives of having that thing as a pet, like, you know, the fox screams or whatever. Mm-hmm. What is the best animal? What would be your favorite animal to have as a pet?
Oh,
that you could, that also you think you could legitimately, like, have, store, walk, look after, like, you know... Sure, okay, I would love to have a fucking sea lion, but, like, legitimately, he's not going to live in, like, my spare shower. Like, I think he would die.
I'd love a seal, but I have a fucking flat in a city centre, so what am I going to do with that, you know?
Okay, well, are we allowed to be a little bit loosey-goosey with the rules? Because there's a lot of...
You can be a little bit loose. I mean, I can I'll start if you want.
Yeah, okay. You go.
I feel like I would love, and I've always loved them, I would love some kind of owl. Like, I think owls are just so fucking awesome.
They are cool.
And, like,
they
are beautiful. You don't get to, like, super huddle them, but you get to stroke them and pet them. And just be able to, like, send it off, and it fucks off and goes and finds its food. And then it returns to, you know, my balcony, and we say hello, and he comes in and sleeps for the night or the day. And then, you know, just like, I just feel like owls are such interesting, cool looking creatures.
But then wouldn't that be your nocturnal issue back at play? The owl would want to be awake at night.
Yeah, but I feel like that's kind of, you just like open the window and let him fuck off for the night, and then he just returns and you're like, well, do you have a good evening? He's like, yes. And then he sleeps on a little perch in your living room.
Oh, and you could also live out your Harry Potter fantasies, because I know
Harry
you
Potter
like
fantasies
to do
that. True, yeah.
I was just about to say, I got to meet one of the owls from the Harry Potter films when I was younger.
Oh, no
way. Yeah, that's fucking sick.
It wasn't fucking Hedwig or anything, but it was like...
It was the shitty ones.
Not the famous one.
It was probably like fucking owl number five, but it was it was just like... At the cinema, they had like one of the movies was coming out, they had like these like perches for the owls to sit on, and they roped it off, and like you could like queue up and like meet some of the owls, and I was just like, oh my god, it was so cool.
I've never done one of those, like, you know, not the cinema, but you know, one of those like bird of prey where they sit on your... Yeah, I've never done that. I'd like to do that.
I did it a couple of times as a kid, and it was fucking dope.
Like, that's cool.
I just think birds are so cool. Like,
they
usually make quite uninteresting pets, but I think having a big fucking predator owl is like suddenly really fucking, you know, that's like got giant talons is just
a
pretty awesome pet.
You'd have to say goodbye to Pepper, because that was... She is long gone.
She would hate that so much.
Picked up and taken away and never to return. When I was in Japan, I wanted to go to... Because they've got, like, you know, tons of different animal cafes. Mm. And I was going to go to the owl cafe, but then I looked it up and about actually how, like, cruel it is.
Oh,
because
is it not good?
It's not good because the owls are, like, obviously being forced to stay awake during the day because it's a cafe and it's daytime. So they're sort of, like, chained to a thing, forced to be awake. And I was like, well, now I can't go. I feel too mean.
They should instead just make a nighttime silent disco nightclub. So disco. Everyone's wearing headphones so that the owls can't hear the music.
Yeah.
But then the owls can just hang out in the club.
Oh, hell yeah. Now we're talking.
Train them to bring you a bottle of champagne.
Yeah, yeah. They're like rolling cigarettes.
Oh my God.
You go to
yes.
the bathroom, they're like, you know, no spray, no lay. It's just an owl there selling perfume.
Amazing. Perfect.
The way they fly as well so silently is so interesting.
It's really, they're really graceful, cool birds. I mean, they're certainly my favorite bird.
Would you be cool with dead mice?
Like yeah, I'm not so fussed on that. I think some of the shit you feed dogs, Lydia, is pretty fucking rancid.
Actually,
I've got
fucking grim.
Just cupboard full of like chicken feet and pig's ears and like I'm halfway there already. It's not really that much further to just having a freezer full of mice.
Oh. I used to give my all that shit and I was like, I hate doing this. I'm not giving him that anymore. And he's like a damn king anyway, but like we used to give him like pig ears and shit like that. And I was like, ah, I hate that. I hated like touching them.
I don't mind this, whatever.
I would pick between like a seal would be the dream, but it's not possible. So
I would also do just love. Yeah. Sorry, the concept is just like Ravs takes his seal down to Queen Square.
Exactly.
It goes in like the harbour. You know, he goes down. He's just at the pub with it.
It's sorry, got like
can
a
I
hose.
Have a bucket of water for my seal.
It'd be so cute. They're so cute. I love seals. They're like maybe my favourite animal.
Would you have an otter? I feel like an otter is maybe
otters,
a size.
Otters
you could maybe
so
fit an otter
cute.
In a flat.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd they're quite to, little.
I'd have to have like a fucking like huge swimming pool. like a big fucking.
Oh, God, yeah.
Like a big hot tub in my living room.
I just like the idea of him like walking around your flat and opening doors and he's got a little personality.
Oh, and then they play with little pebbles and oh, they're so sweet.
He's just like poking your leg. Give me another pebble.
Oh. Oh, I love
he's
otters.
Just breaking like, shit on my desk.
You're yeah. like, why you don't give me a pebble? So sorry, seal. Seal yeah. was your dream one.
But seal would be dream, but it's not doable. So I think I'd like pick a non nocturnal hedgehog if it was like all things off.
What, like just a big like, one or a little one?
Enough to hold in two hands, like, but like you know, still kind of big.
Okay, so still like got the adorableness, but not like a big boy.
Yeah.
Like, sorry, like, Pepper's playing with a toy. Can you hear it?
I can hear a little squeak, yeah.
Okay, I apologize. She knows. She's like, don't talk about other pets.
Yeah, she's trying to get your attention back. Don't get an owl. Look how cute I am.
I was going to say fox, but I know that they like rip shit apart in houses and shit everywhere. So
dude,
like,
the piss smell as well. I imagine they got a bad piss smell. Like
the piss smell. Yeah.
Oh,
they
that
got,
piss
they
smell.
Got, they pissy. Yeah, they pissy.
Oh, their piss stinks. Yeah, that'd be bad.
Yeah.
I think I, well, you know what? I was really thinking otter because I just think they're so fucking
otters
cute.
Otters are amazing. I think otters got to be up
they're
there, right?
So cute. But they, like you would need so much water. So that would be really hard. I'd
you
have to get a
swimming pond in your
pool.
Garden or something.
Yeah, you can make a little pond and they could chill out there. I would want something like, imagine like a red panda. It's like a cuddly red panda and it just like clings to you as you walk around the house and snuggles you. Like how cute would that be?
Red panda is pretty great.
Are they quite vicious? I can't remember.
Do they have STDs? Or am I thinking?
I don't think they are. Koalas have STDs.
Oh
yeah,
riddled. Are they? They've got chlamydia, don't they? Is it
chlamydia?
Yeah,
they got the clap.
Yeah, they got the clap.
Oh, I've changed my answer.
What?
Bat.
Oh, I think bats are so cool.
Which
They're
type of bat?
So
though?
So cute. Maybe like a little like fruit bat.
Okay, like a little fella, not like a big
yeah.
one.
Yeah. I'm honestly fine with a big bat, but like a little fruit bat would be extra cute.
But we were just talking about how we want pets that we can like cuddle and interact with. What the fuck are you going to do with a bat?
Bat is like a they're cute as hell.
I guess you can stroke them, can't you?
They do huggies.
It's just basically a rat with wings.
They're like sky puppies.
Okay. Yeah. We have to live in darkness. Or do you? Do they need to be in darkness? I feel like at the zoo, they're always in the dark cave.
Is,
so I think you might have to.
Agreeing on. We're waving all of the negative nocturnal shit.
Right, okay.
Well, you just live in your wardrobe. You
but also,
just
I would just like, hang out in the wardrobe, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, he's just in the wardrobe chilling.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so you'll be the weird bat guy, Harry be the weird owl guy, and I'll be the weird red panda woman.
Red panda
pub.
Is a great... Oh, do you think the cats would get on with a red panda?
I have no idea. I'm choosing red pandas because they look cute, but they might have absolutely horrific temperaments and be really evil and violent. I actually don't know. I feel like some animals that look adorable are actually like... demons.
It does have aggressive tendencies, apparently.
Aggressive tendencies. It probably wouldn't get on with my cats.
That describes all of us, though, right?
Yeah, we're all a little bit aggressive. Oh, my God, they spend 13 hours a day eating. I'd be broke. How am I going to feed it 13 hours a day?
Yeah, that's all. They live for 23 years, Lydia.
Jesus, it's a commitment, isn't it?
How long do bats live for?
Oh, I don't know. It's like fruit bat lifespan.
Although most bats live for less than 20 years, there's been documented to live for up to 30 years and some live for 41 years.
Oh my God.
Wow.
Perhaps you're not even lasting that long.
This bat's
going to outlive you.
But I think a cool pet that people get is like a turtle or a tortoise, right? Like they tend to outlive their owners. And I think
it's
like an heirloom, it gets passed down.
Yeah.
I don't hate turtles and tortoises. I just feel like they're not that interesting.
Yeah, they're cute.
I feel like you just need to get lots of them to make it really interesting.
An army of them.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Like, if I was like a fucking, had a mansion and shit, I'd have like a turtle garden. Yeah, just like walking around, eating some shit, like laying in the sun. It's everything they needed to be kind of sick.
Yeah, I'd love that.
Incredible. Well, we managed to talk about fucking
animals for half an hour.
We managed to just talk about animals for so long. I guess we should probably do a question before
that
people.
That makes sense.
People have already left a comment. They're already angry.
They're not listening anymore.
They're like, we hate animal chat. It's the worst bit of Zero Degrees.
It's boring.
When do they do the questions again? Hello, friends at Zero Degrees. This is such a whiplash, sorry, from what we've just been talking about. Hello, friends at Zero Degrees. Fellow non-degree haver here. My question. It turns out using spitter's lube is not the most effective, and now my massive cock has friction burn. I've tried leaving it, but I'm enslaved to extreme sex drive and keep breaking my tender foreskin every time I whack one out.
Oh my God.
My flesh is spongy and bruised, and my spirit is willing. Can we go back to animal chat?
Yeah, what?
How and what is the best way to stop myself from cranking the hog when I feel the horniness take over? Do you lads and lasses have a good distraction for a very single male? Many thanks. Love the podcast. Yours truly, Big Dog.
Big Dog. Well, I guess we're still animal themed, you know, keeping the link. Christ on a bike.
What a wording of a question. I don't know why this one made it through, to be honest. I don't know why I put it in. I just don't think I read all of it.
I think I read it and didn't put it in.
I think it's just time to stop. Put that hog down. No, some self-control.
I think you need a break, yeah.
Would a fleshlight help? They're very soggy, aren't they?
Or some actual lube.
Yeah, you're supposed to actually use lube with them, so yeah, like...
Yeah.
Just use lube.
Find a partner, you know.
That as
maybe
well.
That, you know, just stop being single.
Be less single.
Be less single. Yeah. It sounds like the root cause of a lot of your problems. Put all of that effort that you're putting into masturbating into finding a partner.
Oh my goodness. I'm sorry, I'm just rereading it again.
Horrible, horrible, bad life choice is you could distract yourself with an MMO. Get really into a game.
Okay.
Binge a TV series. Ruin your life in other ways.
True, there are also other, you know, terrible addictions you could curse yourself with, like drugs and gambling.
Drugs? Have you tried drugs?
Have you tried drugs as a solution? It might be good to just, you know, pick up a side hobby of some drug.
What's a good thing? Like, what do they say, like, I don't know, to stop, like, horniness? Like, just have constant cold showers.
Sit on your hands.
Think about grandma. Sit on your hands.
But don't let them go up your bum.
Don't let them go up your bum. Join a church, join a nunnery.
Think about grandma. I just feel like that bred a generation of people who were just horny for their grandparents.
Oh, no.
I feel like it's messed up. Agreed with that one. I think that's a weird one.
I think it is a very odd one.
What, you're worried that you'll think about grandma but still carry on having a wank?
Yeah, I just have never tried it. I don't want to think about it. It feels like a risky thought.
Right. I guess that's fair. What if it makes you hornier and you're like, oh no.
I don't want to associate those things ever at all. You know?
What's like a really safe thing that's really boring and not horny to think about? The thing is, people are fucking dirty. They make everything sexy.
You can make anything sexy. I was about to say trains, but...
I was going to say poo, but people love making poo sexy.
No! God.
Whole grain bread.
Oh, but what if he wants to fuck the bread?
Yeah, bread, I do feel like you get to stick your dick in some bread.
Yeah, oh my God, you could probably just fuck a loaf, couldn't you?
You just look at, put butter on there, you're lubed up, ready to go.
Oh, you'd get like a yeast infection though, you know?
Yeast infection.
Like taxes? You do taxes. Like do your taxes where you feel, every time you feel horny, you go and do like, you know, some taxes or do some account.
Taxes.
No, and then you just think about sexy accountants.
I thought about a sexy accountant.
Yeah. What is like the least sexy thing?
An aluminum can.
That's good.
You don't want to put your dick in that.
Yeah.
You don't want to put your dick
no.
in that. Oh no, but then there's like those fleshlights that are disguised as cans. Oh.
What? Is there
something for everyone?
Yeah, there is.
I guess that leads into like maybe some pain fetish stuff, which isn't great. You don't want to start developing like a
okay, an Xbox controller.
Okay.
No, it vibrates.
It vibrates. And it's quite nice in your hands. It's in your hands.
Stick it up your bumhole, you know.
A camera. No.
Has the world ever been this horny? Is this the horniest? Are we at peak horniness?
All right, a make arm.
Are you just looking around your room now?
Yeah, I'm literally looking around my recording room in the office trying to think, like, what is the least fuckable thing in here?
Not fuck this mic arm, no matter how hard.
I've tried hard and I cannot fuck the mic off.
Fuck it. What's like just like a really boring hobby, like puzzles?
Whittling.
Stamps. Get into stamps.
Oh, I'm gonna bring a jacket to the picture of the queen.
Don't jack it to the queen.
I'll seal it to the letter with my gum.
Do not do that. That is horrific.
Oh Jesus.
That is fucked up.
I think you need to find God and start using lots of lube.
Honestly, God's fucking boring.
Yeah.
No, because someone might want to fuck God, you know?
I'm going to fuck God. I'm going to do it.
Well, those sexy Jesuses, you know, the ones who are really ripped. Like,
yeah.
Is it Korean sexy Jesus?
Sexy Yama you're thinking of from Physical 100.
Oh, my God. Oh, love him.
Oh,
love
sexy
him
Yama.
So much.
Harry, have you seen Sexy Yama?
No, shall I look this up? Sexy Yama.
Sexy AME. Sexy Yama.
Sexy Yama just brings up an MMA fighter.
I have found sexy.
Yeah, that's him, the Japanese MMA artist.
He's pretty sexy. Don't think about him. He's too hot to think about.
Yeah, way too hot to think about.
This is it's a Bing link. This is sexy Korean
Bing
Jesus.
Link. Lydia's just for context, Lydia's currently using Microsoft Bing.
My computer's a bit fucked up at the moment.
Sexy Korean Jesus Bing.
Bing.
Oh yeah, this I've seen this. Jacked Jesus.
He's got like the 300 level, abs, where the abs have abs.
His abs have abs. It's disconcerting if I'm honest.
Why are abs so sexy? What is sexy about them, Lydia?
Oh, I don't know, Harry.
What is it?
I guess, does it symbolize, like, I don't know, muscle, and which you kind of equate to like fitness and power?
Because visually, it's kind of weird. Look, it kind of looks like you got a tumor, to be honest.
Also not comfortable to lay on.
No, they'd be too hard. I don't know. I'm not necessarily like an ab woman. I'm not like, oh God, abs, you know, oh, that's the sexiest thing about a man. So I'm just spitballing here, but I'd imagine it's like muscles, you think of like power and strength, and they just have that equation of being like, oh, it's a sexy physique.
But the thing is, when people have abs, they usually have like big pectoral muscles, which just makes it look like they got big boobs to
me. Big boobies, I don't like big pecs particularly.
Is the big male boob thing like, is this a coming back? Is this like a current thing? I don't know.
Big male breasts? I'm not sure. I mean, what is the...
What's stopping men getting fucking a pair of cracking tits? That's what saying.
Well, I don't know. Ravs is leading the way, so just ask him, I guess.
Yeah, I got big fucking milkies, man.
Yeah.
Nice. I don't know. Could some people just get like obsessed with exercise. Do you think you could do that, Harry, and become a man with large pectorals?
No.
No?
No. I love smoking and drinking and being horribly fat.
Horribly fat? You are like...
I really fucking love strength. Like, but I just don't have the motivation to fucking get mega jacked like that.
No.
Maybe that's what they should do. Take their horniness to the gym. That's exactly what you should not do.
Don't do that.
But put that effort and passion into something productive, right?
There we go. That's a good idea.
Look at this motherfucker from season 2 of Physical 100. Let me get the photo for you. Do you see how ridiculous this motherfucker looks?
Oh my God, I know who you're going to share.
Yeah. Look at this.
Like...
But what is that? Lars has sent me a picture of a.
He's called Korean Thanos.
Korean man, sorry.
It is young Thanos.
And he's got like, his body is like a upside down triangle. He's wearing jeans that don't quite fit there, but, and he just is the most. He's got more veins on his arms than my willy. He's so veined.
Yeah.
And his head looks so small in comparison to his giant body.
He's so leathery. It doesn't look like his skin is like soft.
He's absolutely on steroids.
That man is dehydrated to fuck as well. You know, they do that thing where they don't drink water.
His belly button looks like a fucking anus. What's up with the belly button as well?
There's a little bit, doesn't it? Yeah, I don't want to be like,
I mean, I am no one to speak, but one layer of his abs is higher than the other. And aesthetically, as an aesthetic bro, it's really nice. Not fucking with me right now.
Yeah, I mean, I get you.
Come on, sort it out, love.
Like, he's clearly lifting one side harder than the other.
Yeah. You need to go and show him how it's done, Harry.
Also, like, why are his nippies just like that? They just
Why are his nippies like that?
He photoshopped a highlight onto the nipples.
Oh yeah, they're quite shiny. Yeah.
He's oiled just the tip of his nipple.
Maybe he's just oiled up, you know. He's certainly oiled up. Look at how oily this man is.
I'm not saying I have a better body, but I'm saying I'm going to be judgmental about his body.
Yes. I think that's fair. I've been watching Physical 100.
As a person on the internet, I have an opinion and it's important that I share it.
Even though this person would literally snap me in two, I'm going to say how their body isn't good enough by my standards.
Let's take all of those body standards that we have for ladies and let's just really fucking apply them to men right now. Let's really fucking bring that over, because that's going so well and is really good.
Oh, yeah, everyone's mental health.
I think we should do that over here too.
That's great idea. That's a great plan, Harry. I've been watching Physical 100 and it is very inspiring. It's basically a Korean reality TV show where they have 100 people and all of these people are very fit and muscular, but like in different ways. There'll be, it's like CrossFitters, bodybuilders,
MMA fighters,
tennis players, actors, but they're all very fit.
It's like over
basically.
The top level of fit.
It's like, here's the 100 fittest motherfuckers we could find.
Exactly. Okay. And then basically they go through these quests, these like trials, which essentially is almost like Squid Game-esque.
Quest made it sound so mundane. Yeah. Slay 5 rats.
That's what they called them on the show. It always makes me laugh. The next quest so basically it will be some kind of like physical challenge and some will get through and some will get eliminated, essentially is the basic premise. And they whittle it down until there's just one person left. But some of the... like the tasks that they do are just insane. Like,
oh God, yeah.
Literally next level. How the fuck can a human being do this? It is absolute. I'm sure one of them involves them holding up something like a 35 stone boulder over their head for 2 hours.
Oh my God, that challenge was so good. They held up a boulder for like, what's it called? Not Atlas. Yeah, the Trial of Atlas.
Oh my God.
And they also did the Sisyphus rolling the boulder up the hill thing. But it was like a race.
The thing
is,
are these people just like insanely aesthetically jacked, or are they also just like really strong? Because there are two types of strength, right? Like, there's like the aesthetically, you look like I've fucking got a six pack. My six pack has a six pack on a six pack. Mm. And then there's like, you know, I'm actually a fucking power lifter and I, you know, I look a little bit chubby, but I'm not. It's all just fucking mass.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that is a thing in this show. Like, one of my favorite characters in season 1 was like just a car dealer. Like,
oh, he was my favorite. He was just a car dealer.
Everyone was like MMA fighter, and then this guy was like car dealer.
He's a chungus.
He's a big boy. He's a big boy. He's very fucking strong. He was the one that held the boulder for 2 hours. But I think that's why the show
is good.
I think that's what makes the show so good is that you see these people, and some of them are just fucking ripped, and you're like, oh my God, they must be so strong. But actually, you see them getting eliminated because they just don't have stamina. And actually, people that do cross CrossFit and things like that end up doing way better. They're not they're not bigger and muscular, but they have really good endurance and stamina and also strength. And those are the people that get the furthest. Like being really fucking strong only gets you so far. But it's interesting to watch.
Also, because this is like Korean, they're all so fucking respectful to each other.
Yeah, they're
which
lovely.
Is like the best fucking part. Everyone is so nice. Like,
no, yeah. I want reality TV. I want people on punch-ups. I want them getting drunk on Stella.
No, if it was an Americans or British people that were, yeah, you want to fucking step to me, mate? I'm better than you. I'm bigger than you. Best, well, mate. Fucking, you, mate.
Yeah. Yeah, but they're so nice and like kind to each other, and it makes it really lovely. And there's no like endless sob stories and stuff that a lot of like reality shows get padded out with. Yeah. It's just and it honestly, it does inspire you to like want to work out and you know take care of yourself because
that's nice.
It's genuinely such a motivational thing to watch. I watched the end of season two last night, and it's just so good. Same. I really recommend it.
No, I might have to check it out. Is it mixed? Is it ladies and men?
Yeah, ladies and men. Yeah. This season, the second season has felt a lot more unfair on the women, which fucking sucks.
Yeah, 100%.
The first one felt more fair on them, but...
Yeah, season two has been a lot more just like strength rather than like a blend of things. So I preferred season one personally, and it had my car dealer in it.
Yeah.
But it's still good. I still check it out. What I was saying last night is that they need to do 100 series of it and then take the 100 winners and do the ultimate physical 100.
And then all be 85.
Well, I was just praising the like Korean people being so supportive, and you know like I think they're doing physical 100 Asia is the next one, so they're like opening it up to like a lot more outsiders. I mean, because because I mean, weirdly, in the first season there was like a baseball player from America, which is just like really funny. But,
oh yeah, they do have a couple of like there's like a couple of Americans and stuff sprinkled in.
I find myself craving though, like even though I said I don't really want it, I kind of would be interested to see what like a US or a UK version would be like.
I want to see it out of interest, but I just think it won't be as good. I think they will like pad it out with like sob stories and feuds and rivalries and stuff, which really it doesn't need it. It just needs these people who are like incredibly fucking fit to be interesting. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And I just feel like if a British person loses, they're just not going to be humble.
American editing of that would just sounds like a nightmare, honestly.
Yeah.
I'm so glad they're doing season three. I could watch it nonstop. It's so good. It's so fucking good. I really recommend everyone check it out. It's so fucking good. And you get the editing of it. It's kind of funny. It took me a while to get used to it. I don't know if this is like typical of like those like a Korean reality TV show, but the editing, like, do you know what I mean, Raz? It repeats itself a lot. So like something will happen and then they'll show that.
It's edited for ad breaks.
But not so much like there's an ad break, as in like something will happen and then someone might go, wow, or whatever. And then they'll show that person going, wow, 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 like three times.
Yeah.
And then they'll just like repeat the same little thing over and over again constantly. I'm used to it now. I don't notice. But at the beginning, I was like, this is really jarring.
That's quite like Asian editing, isn't it? That sounds edit their TV show.
They're so good at editing as well in a way that tells a story.
Yeah.
Like there was one where someone got injured pretty early, but they didn't really show you them struggling until it was like you felt like it was the end. And then they cut back to something you saw at the start of the race and like, oh yeah, he went over on his ankle, but we didn't see that properly because of the way they cut it and stuff. It's just like, oh my god, the drama.
I did actually, after I watched it, look up like karate, judo, like CrossFit classes in Bristol, but then I remembered that I'm half woman, half broken bone.
Oh no, that is no.
And it's a terrible idea.
I would love to see you like try and throw a kick and your leg just crumbles.
Oh, I just love it that you completely forget all the way to getting there and then you start doing it and you're like, ah.
Well, it's like kickboxing. It's like, no, I definitely can't do that. I definitely can't do that one.
I think we should do a really jank shit version for Yogscast called like Feeble 100 or something.
Oh my God, we should. Dude,
we should
that
do
is
Feeble
the
100.
Oh my God, that is a fantastic idea. Feeble 100. Yes.
Feeble 100, fuck me. Okay,
that would be
right
funny.
Now.
That would be really fucking funny.
So fucking funny.
Oh my God. Yes. Perfect. Oh my God. Is it already 51 minutes? We didn't even answer the person's question. Oh, just go work out.
Stop, Jack. Just go work out. Yeah,
go work out. Go work out. Don't use your spit and go work out.
There you go.
There we go.
I think that's all we have time for today. That's yeah. I'm so glad we managed to get a question in.
What a weird, strange episode.
It's fine. For every person that comments, why do you not answer the question? I know there's a lot of other people who are thinking, this was the best episode they ever did.
Yeah, they like the rambles and the chats about God knows what, you know? Yeah.
I don't know what we talked about, but apparently we talked.
Animals and wanking.
Conversations and happened.
Conversations.
Physical exercise. There we go.
If you enjoy the podcast, we're about to go and record an Am I the Asshole for the Patreon, so make sure to hop on over there. And support the pod. Support the pod. It's very good. Our patrons enjoy it.
Spread it around. Make your mum listen.
Yep. We love it when parents listen to it. Great.
And we will see you next time.
See you later. Goodbye.
Bye.